Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Test check 2221. Sunday, September 29th, 2013. I'm ecstatic to be with you here tonight. The first time, Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I'm pleased to welcome a special guest to the program tonight. I will be joined by TV and internet personality Lori Hoffenscheister something or other. She's better known on the internet as The Resident. Lori got her start in broadcasting while producing a Manhattan cable access show. With her penchant to rant against anything mainstream through a unique blend of on the street and social commentary, her show quickly became a cult favorite. In 2006, Lori started posting her show on YouTube, and she got quite a bit of feedback. She caught the interest of news and entertainment outlets such as CNN, NBC, Planet Green, DirecTV, Gawker, Yahoo, E, and others, including YouTube itself, which made her one of its first partners. Lori has over 800 billion online views, and she produces TV and web content for news and entertainment organizations all over the world, and including RT America. And that's how I found out about her. She does these little segments for RT. They usually run about 3 minutes, and it's basically just her. She picks a topic. Sometimes it's controversial. Sometimes it's just kind of like one of those pet peeve sort of things. A lot of her content revolves around consumerism. I think she's an anti-capitalist. God, I hate those types, but I can tolerate it once in a while. But she's really cute. She's really funny. She's super smart. Her videos are very, very, they're perfect for the internet. They're short. They're succinct. They get, you know, it's like brain food. They give you something to think about for a second. She usually does a little rant on a topic and then asks her viewers to respond with her with tweets. And it's a really great little interactive YouTube channel to check out. I think it's youtube.com/theresident. And her spots can also be found on RT America. So, yeah, I'm super ultra extra stoked to have her on, and I hope you are as well. We'll talk about a lot of stuff. I'm going to play some clips from her show, and we'll chop it up about anything and everything. If you have a question for Lori, maybe you're a viewer of her program, feel free to call in and ask her anything you'd like. She seems like a pretty opinionated young woman, so I'm confident she could chop it up about anything. Let's give you a quick, in case you have never experienced her show, that she does. I'm going to give you a little taste. I'm going to play a few clips throughout the night. And before I bring her on, I want to play a clip that she did recently. This one was about Michelle Obama was doing a a campaign promoting drinking water. Like Americans forgot to drink water. Oh, yeah. I'm too busy tweeting. Fuck, I should drink some water, dude. Like the human species hasn't existed for over 9,000 years already. I think they figured out that they need water to survive. I mean, really? Are our priorities getting that lost that we don't even remember to hydrate anymore? Mammy governments got to tell us, don't forget to drink your water, your H2O. Of course, it's total bullshit. This campaign was funded by corporations who are soft drink manufacturers. That's why it was a drink water campaign and not a don't drink soda campaign. And, of course, you know, a lot of these soda manufacturing firms also bottle water. Like, for example, Dasani. There's no coincidence that when you go to a vending machine and you see Coke, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and your one water choice is Dasani. Yeah, because that's because I believe it's a conglomerate of, or a subsidy of fucking Coke or one of those assholes. Anyway, enough of me ranting. Let's hear the resident do her thing. Once again, this is the resident, a clip from a recent segment she did on Michelle Obama's water campaign.
Michelle Obama recently announced her Drink Up initiative, which is an incredibly simple idea. It's a campaign to encourage people to drink more water. That's it. When it was announced, the media pounced on it. They immediately pointed to the fact that companies that make both bottled water and sugary drinks, including Coke and Pepsi, support the program. Naysayers also jumped on the point about how bad for the environment bottled water is. And not only is bottled water an affront to the planet, it is also expensive. And therefore, the Drink Up campaign excludes the poor. The media was also quick to say that the campaign promotes bad science. Politico quoted Dr. Goldfarb, a kidney specialist, as saying, there really isn't data to support this. And the Huffington Post quoted Michael Jacobson, executive director of the Center for Science and the Public Interest, as saying, there's not exactly a hydration crisis in this country that needs solving. What is wrong with you media people? The Drink Up campaign does one thing, tell people to drink more water. Not bottled water. There are lots of pictures of people drinking water out of plain old glasses, out of reusable, unbranded water bottles on the campaign's website. Just drink more water. That's it. And you found a million reasons to complain about it. Drinking sugary drinks is a problem. One of the same guys quoted in support of bashing the program also says, quote, soda and other sugar drinks are one of the biggest promoters of obesity and diabetes. So what is so terrible about the First Lady saying, drink more water? She's not trying to unconstitutionally ban large sodas like Michael Bloomberg did. She's issuing a positive, plain statement that is easy enough for every single human to understand. It is always important to question more. Especially when it comes to stuff our politicians do, because normally their initiatives are nothing more than lies wrapped in slogans. However, after questioning more, sometimes it's okay to reach the conclusion that maybe this thing isn't some awful conspiracy. The bottom line is, when you approach everything with a foregone conclusion and see only what you want to see, you are being just as bad as the rest of the unquestioning sheeple.
Sheeple. That's right. We're all unquestioning sheeple. Bah. I like to think I'm a black sheep, but that's just me. Anyway, that was a clip from The Resident, and I believe we have The Resident with us now. Lori, are you there?
Yeah. Wow. Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm having a great time. It's Sunday night, and I've been really looking forward to talking to you. Like I said, I enjoy your segments on YouTube, and I think they're great. And I'm really excited to get to know a little bit more about you and how you think and how you come up with this stuff and what your angle is on everything. Why don't we start? How about we start before we get into drinking water and all that crap?
Mm-hmm.
How about you give us a quick, for people who aren't familiar with you, give us a, I gave you a quick background on you, but if maybe give us your own Reader's Digest version of your background and what you do now.
Well, I've been making videos for 13 years now, and now I do it for RT America. And I just talk about whatever shit is bugging me. And a lot of times people don't agree with me, and that's all right. How's that? Is that good?
Yeah, that's cool. So for 13 years, you've been doing like man on the street, hey, bub, what do you think of this type of thing?
Yeah, I started, I was working in advertising, and I hated it, and it was awful, hence the anti-corporate attitude.
Right.
Which apparently you hate, and then yet you bash the corporations while you were referring to my drink up campaign video, which I thought was interesting.
Fuck those corps.
What's that?
Fuck those corporations, except for
all
Twitter.
Right, so why the fuck would you say you hate? Why
fuck
would you
all
hate
the corporations except for the ones that I use their products? How about that?
Yeah, that's totally fucking fair.
Okay.
We're all fucking hypocrites. I have a video called I'm a Hypocrite, too, by the way, that addresses that point exactly. So,
cool.
But, yeah, I was working in advertising, and it was eating my soul. So I would go on the streets of New York for some therapy, to try to find some people that made me feel less crazy, to talk to them in person and see that they felt the same way I did, that I wasn't the only person on the planet that was like, couldn't believe that everyone was wearing trucker hats or whatever the fuck it was, you know, back in the day. And I found that I liked it, that it was really interesting to talk to people on the street because, you know, I tend to just think, you know, that you bump into people I live in New York City, right? You bump into people, they act like idiots all the time. It was really nice to stop them and talk to them and get some like real feedback from them and find out that there were other thinking people out there too. So I kept doing it. And we started on Public Access as a Public Access half hour show here in the city. And then when YouTube came along, I was working in advertising on the interactive side, which means the internet side. So, you know, I was already doing video online and I was posting all my videos online way before there was YouTube. And when YouTube came along, I had a whole bank of content just sitting there. So I just shoved it all on YouTube. And then all of a sudden, all the news organizations knew they had to have some user generated content. Like that was the phrase. We need.
Oh yeah. I remember those days. Current TV got started. Al Gore was like, yeah, we're gonna amalgamate just user generated content. People are gonna submit and then it's just gonna be all user generated.
Yeah.
And then two years later they're like, they have Keith Olbermann on their
Yeah, exactly.
Network.
Exactly. And CNN had their iReport, it was called.
Oh God. They actually laid off like I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 reporters because they thought they could fall back on that iReport shit.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But what they were really doing was paying people like me to make stuff and post stuff and then make it look like it was user-generated content when it wasn't. And so that, you know, people just started coming to me looking for stuff that was had that user-generated content feel. But, you know, by this time I knew how to put together a three-minute package with a beginning, middle, and an end, and, you know, have it still look kind of shitty, kind of budget, kind of user-generated-ish looking, but it would still have, like, a cogent point to it. So I just started getting hired for video stuff and was able to, you know, leave advertising behind. And then RT America came along, and then it became some kind of weird job.
That's awesome. Well, I think that's a great example of just do what you love, do something that, that stimulates you, you enjoy doing, and so before you know it, you know, you could get paid for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, life is fucking short, man. Life is short. Life has a lot of good shit in it. There's no reason you should spend it doing something that you don't like, especially in, you know, I can't speak for other countries. You know, I can, I'm an American. I've lived here all my life, so I can only speak for what it's like here. But down here, they just ram it down your throat that you gotta, you know, you gotta have a retirement plan. You slave away for bullshit you don't believe in and you don't want to do for 40 years. And then you get a couple of years in retirement where you do nothing except take Viagra and golf, I guess. And, like, that's what you're supposed to do. But, you know, life is fucking short. You don't know if you're going to get that. Well, it's pretty clear today we probably won't get that retirement, but you shouldn't fucking want that retirement. Every day should be retirement. Like, you should contribute to society. You should work. You should do those things, but you should find what you should be doing. Find the place that where you're doing what you love and you're contributing your heart and your soul, and you'll be better for it and the planet will be better for it.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, thanks. That's what I do. That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Dude, that's pretty cool, bro.
Mm-hmm. Bruh.
No, I dig it. I totally dig it. I think you're doing great, and I can only imagine it's going to get it's going to take off from here. And I am also so ecstatic that you are anti bacon meme on the internet.
Oh yeah, fuck bacon. God damn it. If I see another fat person, excuse me, I don't have anything against people who have weight issues, but, like,
yeah,
big fat belly with the word bacon on it, man, that's not good for you. That is not good for you. Why is it cool? Why is it cool to be unhealthy? Like, why is
it's
it?
Not,
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's not ironic, bro. It's sad.
Yeah, it's just no good. Like, what is that about? I'm a schlep. Awesome.
Honestly, I enjoy eating bacon from time to time. I have no problem with people eating bacon. The problem I have is the internet fetishization, whatever that word is, of bacon. And cats too. You mentioned in your piece, bacon
yeah.
and cats are the number two things. I have been waging a holy jihad to destroy these memes for several years now. Bacon is on the top of my list. Cats is going to be a harder sell to people, but I think we can do the bacon thing. I think it's within reach.
I think it'll peter out. It'll go out of fashion. As soon as people start shaving off their beards.
No, it's going to take one generation. All it's going to take is this one generation that thinks, ha-ha, bacon's cool. I'm just going to eat a lot of bacon and, like, tweet and Facebook all my bacon. And then they're going to all die of heart attacks when they're, like 35.
Do you think they're actually eating all that bacon or just talking about it to sound cool?
It's a good question.
Yeah, who knows, right?
It's hard to tell. I would say percentage wise, there's probably more people who are like you said, are faking it just to act cool.
They're faking the bacon.
Yeah, faking the bacon. And that's actually probably what bothers me the most. Because
right.
if there was a person out there that's just like, God damn it, I love pork.
Right, exactly. If it were
genuine.
Sure,
right on, dude.
Yeah.
Cool, dude. Good for you.
Yeah. It's just not genuine. If it were a genuine love for bacon, like, that wasn't, like, but, oh, we all just love fucking bacon that much? No, you know? It's not everyone's. Yeah, bacon's fine. It's good. Tastes good. But, like, gotta wear it on your shirt. Just not authentic. There's no, you know, there's a lack of authenticity in the world.
Exactly. And the longevity of this meme on the internet is what disturbs me as well. You'd think this would be like a flash in the pan, like Gangnam Style or something, but it just
flash
won't go
pan.
Away.
Was that an intended pun there?
No, but that was pretty good, wasn't it?
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would think. I honestly thought beards weren't going to last as long as they have, and beards have.
Oh, ironic beards and thick rim glasses. I hate it. You mm-hmm. must live in Williamsburg or
no.
hang around. No,
I do live in Brooklyn, but I do not live in the epicenter of Hipsterville. No.
How far have the hipster zombies migrated? I actually lived in Brooklyn for 2 years, 04 through 06, and I bounced around Greenpoint, Bed-Stuy. I was in Bed-Stuy like the first 7 months I was there. That was an experience.
Yeah.
Where else? Clinton Hill, a couple
of
other
spots. I like Bed-Stuy, actually. Bed-Stuy is like one of the few pockets of realness, though.
Yeah, it's a little bit too real, you know.
It got too real for you
home,
there?
You're walking home. Like, yeah, I walked home one night a block from my house just carrying some groceries, my backpack. You know, I'd gone shopping after work. I was just dead tired. Wasn't really paying attention to my surroundings, you know. And I'm waddling down the street, and suddenly I just get jumped by a pack of kids. It must have been
at least...
like 8 to 10 teenagers just wailing on me.
Wow.
And they came from behind. They blindsided me, and I was just like, holy shit. I was in total shock. I managed to, like pull away from them and, like, got into the street, and I was like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck do you guys want? What are you, like, serious? Because
yeah.
I didn't know these kids could have knives or guns or shit. Fuck. Who knows? You know, this is like where Biggie Smalls and all these dudes fucking grew up. And they just, like, laughed and, like, ran away. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, all right, I got to get out of this neighborhood, man.
Yeah, that wasn't good. No, that's not nice.
Yeah, but of course that wasn't indicative of everybody in the neighborhood. I met way more friendly, warm-hearted people. Like, I experienced my first block party. Like, I felt like it was
nice.
Spike Lee movie. It was awesome.
Yeah. The best street fair was going on today, the Atlantic Annick. Like, they, you know, we have street fairs here in Brooklyn, and it's like they close down the street, and they have, like, food and, like, handmade soap and, like, T-shirts and shit like that, and they sell, and everyone just drinks. It's like a big drink-a-thon, and today's was, like, the biggest one, the Atlantic Annick.
Do they serve bacon?
Yeah, they were totally like one lonely little hipster fucking
dude
that had bacon.
We need to start a nationwide anti-bacon movement. Just get everybody, just get megaphones, stand outside of establishments, pork establishments, bacon establishments, and just recite the atrocities to your health. That are the result of consuming bacon.
Yeah, that would make people listen.
Dude, that's better than tweeting, bro.
Yeah, or making a video.
Doing it and making a video of it. I went through a megaphone phase where I just was like completely obsessed with megaphones, and I even created my own little YouTube. Series called Mega Force, and I would like protest events, or more like counter protest events. Like, you know, when you go to like rock concerts and there'll be like some Jesus dude on a megaphone telling you you're going to die and go to hell, you heathens, because you're listening to devil music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll counter troll them. I'll bring my megaphone and I'll just say shit like, you know, Jesus actually was a friend to the poor and to the prostitutes and to those who sinned. He loved all his children. He would not want these people. You know, I would just totally,
nice.
You know, just try to counteract him. And he, so I did a series of videos kind of like that.
Nice.
I got to get into that, though. In real life, trolling is where it's at.
Well, because it's not trolling. It's like, it's fuck trolling. It's like connecting. It's like, you know, like not to sound corny, but like that's really what it's about. Like there's no real connection when you're online, you know, like it's, you know, you, no one knows who the hell you really are. It's like you can throw sucker punches on the internet with no consequence. But when you're facing someone and you're in, you know, you're face to face, it's a real confrontation. They're really seeing the emotion, whether you mean it or not, you know, it's a whole other thing. It's like, that's where everything is at. That's where it should all be. But, you know, instead everyone's consumed with like, again, it's inauthenticity on the internet, you know, it's just
yeah,
bullshit.
It's all these idiot keyboard warriors that come into my chat room and hassle me every night. You know, I try to put together a legitimate broadcast every night. You know, I try to get, you know, get interesting guests on, try to do good topics and stuff. And it's in, I, no matter what I do, I eventually get trolled by some of the most hideous individuals that frequent the internet, and it really saddens me about society.
I mean, I feel your pain. I'm a girl on internet on YouTube. I'm a girl.
God.
I'm a girl. I'm a vlogger, female vlogger on YouTube. It says mildly confrontational things. So, like,
you
want to know about, if you want to, I have heard it all, man. I have heard it all.
And you're opinionated, you're intelligent, and you're cute.
Guys are
intimidated by all three of those things.
I'm also pocket-sized. That's something you don't know from the videos.
Pocket-sized? Like, oh, that's
I'm
cool.
Small. I'm a small human.
That's awesome. Dude, oh, you know what else I love about your segments? Every once in a while, it seems like your new thing is, like, you'll start off, you're talking, and it's just your talking head, and it's obvious you're doing green screen or whatever, and you got some background, you're talking, and instead of just having, you know, a graphic hover over your shoulder like normal radio or whatever, television broadcasts, mm-hmm. you, like, your whole body just like slides to the left. it's like you're on a, you know, like you're on a conveyor belt or something. I every time that happens, I fucking laugh. I'm like, holy.
That's awesome. I don't edit my pieces for Artsy America. I shoot them on green screen and then Artsy America makes them into television. I mean, I get to choose like what the graphics are and tell them what to write on the screen and shit, but they're responsible for the slide, and I'll let them know that you like. I like it too.
it's like your own little electric slide.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, all right, folks, we got some stuff to talk about. I'm just gonna slide over here.
Right, and then my box comes down.
Yeah, and then you just check out my box.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just gonna
slide. Yeah, hey, get crazy.
Show you my box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. So I want to play another clip from your show. We were just talking about the war on bacon. So I'm going to play the war on bacon clip that we were discussing. I think some of my listeners will enjoy this. Here we go.
In the U.S., we have an obesity problem. According to the CDC, more than 35% of adults and approximately 17% of kids are obese. Our obesity rate continues to grow, despite the fact that our knowledge of health and fitness grows. But instead of promoting good food for our bodies, what do the geniuses of American culture promote? What is the hippest, coolest food out there? Bacon! Marketing software company Marketo just made an infographic charting two of the internet's biggest viral subjects, cats and bacon. On the infographic, they write, if the internet had a mascot, you can bet it would be a cat dressed in a bacon costume. According to their research, there are well over 6 million Google searches for bacon every month, over 10 million bacon-related Facebook likes, and almost 4 million bacon-related YouTube videos. Further proof of our bacon obsession? A San Francisco restaurant called Bacon Bacon is so popular, neighbors had it shut down because of the ever-present bacon smell. People were so enraged that it closed that they held protests and petitioned until finally Bacon Bacon reopened. Someone actually made a bacon bra. Just look at it! There are over 4,000 hipster bacon t-shirts on the e-commerce site Zazzle alone. The apocalypse was actually a thing. When people got wind of the fact that there might be a bacon shortage due to drought conditions that decimated soybean and corn crops, mass hysteria ensued on Twitter. According to Pork.org, 69% of all food service operators buy bacon. They say bacon has truly become mainstream, and it continues to defy the critics who said this trend wouldn't last. It also defies logic, because bacon is not good for you. So why have American hipster idiots made the fattening animal product so cool? Is it a matter of trying to assert our individuality? That because we're Americans, we can do whatever the hell we want, so don't try to tell us to eat healthily? Or is it just another case of Americans fulfilling the stereotype of us all being fat and gluttonous? Either way, this hipster trend doesn't look to be slowing down anytime soon, proving that cool Americans will wrap anything in bacon, even their idiocy.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vincent the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, VITB back up in this. I have Lori of the, a.k.a. The Resident, as my special guest tonight. We just heard a fantastic piece about the horrors of bacon. And there is a war on bacon. If you don't know it, you will know it. It's slowly slowly growing. It's not going to happen overnight. No revolutions do. But I have created a hashtag. The hashtag is AntiBaconSec. It's actually a loose-knit organization that has been securing the internet from bacon for since 2009. And we're always looking for new recruits, new supporters. I just earlier today, I don't know, Lori, are you familiar with ninjas?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as much as I can stand to be.
Exactly. Well, they've been giving me a lot of problems lately, so I've been instituting some denial of bacon attacks on them, and they're a little butthurt. So they've been sabotaging some of my shows as of recent. So if anything wacky happens, if you get disconnected or something, just call back in. It's harmless. It really is. They just want attention.
Yeah. That's what we all want. That's what we all just want, some attention. That's what it's all about, right? The whole internet thing. It's all about that. Maybe if I say the worst thing possible, I'll finally get attention.
Oh, you know what? I came up with something that I'm gonna Oh, never mind. I'm going to save it. I want it to be a surprise because I got callers and I don't want to get off topic. And I'm really good at deviating from the flow of the conversation. So sometimes I'll catch myself. But what I want to do is I have some callers who I think want to talk to you, Lori. So let's go to the phone lines. We have a caller on hold. You've been holding for a while. You're on the air. Who's this?
I mean, help. I mean, in my personal opinion, Vincent the Bay is a good piece of ass. Woo!
You see, Lori, this is what I'm talking about.
That was good.
That's what I put up with. Yeah, you know, these kids with these sound. They don't even prank calls in this generation. To them, a prank call is playing a spliced up soundboard of something.
Now, the art of the prank call is perfected by Richard Christie. You know who he is?
No.
He's a Howard Stern professional prank caller.
I bet he's fucking genius.
He's fucking genius, man. He's paid to prank call, and he can keep people on the phone for like forever, saying the most ridiculous shit. It's awesome.
That's awesome.
I love it. I could listen to him for hours. That is the art of the prank call right there.
You know who I love?
I am all for fucking prank calls. If they're funny, you know? If they're funny.
Dude, you know who else is good? Jim Florentine.
I don't know that, him.
Oh, Jim Florentine. He's been on Howard over the years. He's a New Jersey-based comic, working comic. He's done a ton of different shows. I'm sure you've seen him. He's been on Crank Anchors. He's around.
He's a prep.
Yeah. He did this series of CDs called Terrorizing Telemarketers.
Nice.
And
yeah, that's where it's at.
Him and his buddy would just fuck with telemarketers all the time, and they'd record them, and then they took the best ones and put them on the CDs. And one of them it makes me crack up every time. And it's so simple, but it's so hilarious. It's like Jim will, the caller will call, and Jim will answer the phone and be like, "Hello, yes, sir, I'd like to talk to you about your heating bill." "Oh, you know what? My brother takes care of that. Let me put him on the line." "Okay, sure." "Yeah, hello." "Yes, sir. We'd like to talk about your..." "Oh, hey, hang on a second. Let me put my brother on the line." "Yeah, hello." "Yes, I just want to talk about..." "Oh, you know what? Let me put my brother on the line." And they would go back and forth for like 5 minutes with this dude.
Right.
It's just shit like that that it just amazes me, the things people will put up with.
Yeah, totally.
Oh. And you, I'm gonna play a clip later of your man on the street thing with Wall Street, which I assume that was filmed right around TARP.
I don't even remember. Let's see.
That was before Occupy, right?
Yeah, it was way before.
It had to
Occupy.
Be sometime after TARP.
It was 5 years ago.
Oh, shit. I can't do math. 2008? Yeah, that's TARP.
Yeah,
so,
I guess it was.
Okay, was Obama...
Yeah, September.
Do you remember, had Obama been elected yet?
No.
Right, September. That's right when they were talking. That's like... That was like, you know, the prime time when it was in the news and stuff. That's actually classic. You were out there at just the right time, and you got some fucking awesome reactions.
Yeah,
some pretty
great
ones and some shady ones. You got a good cross section.
Yeah, no one wanted to talk to me. None of them wanted to talk to me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And the ones that did were like the one guy's like, "Look, I'm a lawyer. I'm just trying to fucking. I'm trying to I'm trying to help out here."
Yeah,
it's great. I don't want to spoil. I don't want to do any more spoilers because we'll play that in a bit. But let's take more calls. I have a call from the 213 area code. Go ahead, you're on. Hello,
Robert Boner. I am against gays. Fuck gays.
Who? Hello?
Hello, me?
I am Robert Boner. I am against gays. Fuck gays.
Okay, he only has the one soundboard.
He's only got one thing.
Sometimes, like, some of these guys are good. Some of these
guys. That was
guys,
pretty funny. I didn't mind that. That's all right. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, you just don't want to hear it five times over. Trust me. it's great. Once is great. Twice, hello. Three times, no. But some of these guys are good. They'll be like, they'll have like all these different sound bites, and just, you know, like for each character, and pretty much anything you say to them, they have a sound bite that can answer you that will be somewhat relevant. And I've had semi, you know, conversations with some of these people. So there can be an art form to it, but for the most part, it's just amateur.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, it's the internet. Let's take another call. Go ahead, caller from 347. You're on the air.
What's up? This is I Has Candy. Before
hey
I
guys.
Get started here, I would just like to apologize for the cancellation of my show. My computer died.
I didn't know you had a show, but sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so we will be back shortly. I did have a little rant for your guest. You are working for RT, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I'm not an employee of theirs, but they are currently airing my rant.
Freelancer, contractor, that type of thing, dude.
Okay,
dude,
so basically they are just paying.
Do you know how this shit works? Do you know how media works?
Yes, I know.
Okay, do you
all
know
right,
how many people do shit all the time, and they don't even know what the fuck they're doing?
Vince.
Yeah.
Vince. Chill out. Okay.
All right. All right. Go ahead.
So
I'm going to shut up.
They
go
are,
ahead, I have.
They are writing you checks. Now, what I wanted to know is, are you even fucking aware that RT is run by the evil reptilian empire known as the Nagus? You know, this is the fucking reptile race out of India. I mean, do you even know what the hell they are in the process of doing? I'm sure you fucking don't. I mean, these people, or not people, these fucking aliens have worked closely with the Russian government to develop a human-to-human transferable avian flu virus so that they can completely wipe out the human race. So then what? They descend from the skies and claim the fucking planet. And you miss...
I hate humans, and I want to get them off the planet. I'm on board with that. You're number one.
I totally agree. I totally agree, Laurie. I am
well aware that I am contributing to the genocide of humanity.
Yeah,
I don't believe in it. I don't believe in humanity.
Let's face it, humanity is already technically obsolete.
Yeah, it is.
At this point, the robots are just being nice. They're like, you know what? Let's just keep these humans around. Mm-hmm. They're useful. They help make improvements to us. You know,
yeah, they have the luxury of knowing that they don't have to worry about a lifespan, right? They know they've got forever. So, you know, they're taking their time. It's gradual, it's slow, but it's happening.
Yeah.
Right on course. You know, they don't look at time, you know, they're in no rush. They don't have 80 years. They have like, you know, 8 billion years. So, you know, they're cool.
Yeah. All right. If you're just joining me, I am live with my guest tonight, Laurie, a.k.a. The Resident. And we are talking about all kinds of stuff, drinking water, bacon, tarps, and other stuff. If you want to join us, don't be shy. 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phone lines. Unscreen caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Vince, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Who's this?
This is Becky from Indiana.
Becky from Indiana. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I was just wondering if your friend Lori knew how many pictures that you've posted of you actually ingesting bacon.
No, I don't know, Becky. How many has he posted?
Quite a few. He is no longer truly anti-bacon sex. He just tries to pretend that he is, and then he eats a lot of bacon.
He eats a lot of bacon.
First off, hang on a second here. I want to see pics. Okay, I already mentioned on the show tonight.
Tweet them at me right now. I want to see them too. Tweet them at me right now.
Yeah.
At the resident.
Yeah, tweet.
I want to see it.
Pics or get the fuck out. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I have consumed some bacon, but I'm not supporting.
But you've consumed bacon and posted it on the internet, because that's another step, you know.
No, I know, no, mm-hmm. I know. I have not. No, I've consumed.
It's a valid point, Becky.
But I have not. Okay, this is the worst I did. One time, because one of my listeners dared me to. I lost a bet or something, and I was like, they're like, you have to eat bacon for me. I'm like, fine. So I went to a sandwich shop, and I took a picture of my burger with bacon. You know, I took the bun off, showed the bacon, took a picture, and I posted that. That's the closest thing to anything you're going to find. Go ahead. Go on my Twitter. Go through my photos. That's all you're going to find.
Mm-hmm. I also want to ask Lori, because she is obviously, like, a very independent, like, strong woman, like, how she feels about the whole anti-feminist movement on Twitter?
You know, I've had the luxury of growing up post-Civil War times. I've never felt personally held back because I'm a woman. I've never felt like, you know, obviously we live in a patriarchal society. There's a lot of bullshit, you know. Everything's all rapey mm-hmm. on the internet right now. But, I mean, I don't know. I just think it's juvenile to like engage in the conversation online, because, you know, if you're really talking about something as serious as rape, it's not something to joke about. It's not something to get mad at someone about Twitter. It's like, you know, it's the real fucking deal. Like, you know, it's not something for Twitter. I feel like, you know, it's a kid's game sitting there saying that oh, fuck feminists, or, you know, fuck bitches or whatever. Like, that's for kids to talk about, you know. Like, I don't give a shit. The reality is, you know, it is you know, guys are still, you know, running the world in a lot of ways, and that sucks in a lot of ways. But, you know, that's also, like, I don't know. I've only seen being a woman as advantageous for me personally. You know,
well,
and
correct, because vaginas really rule the world, because all men want to get in one.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
we're the wanted
one. The whole, like, feminist war thing on Twitter is honestly kind of hilarious, because there's some women out there who, like, if a man mentions sex or mentions rape on Twitter, they think that they've been raped on Twitter.
Right.
Which is completely ridiculous to me. Because rape is actually, like, a serious thing, and all of the guys who are tweeting this shit don't actually condone rape, but these women, like, freak the fuck out and call lawyers and media outlets and whatnot. Hey, is Candy still on here?
Oh, unfortunately, yes, he is. Go ahead, Candy,
okay,
you're back.
Okay, just a second. Let me get my tinfoil. No, wait. I have to construct my tinfoil hat first.
All right, I'm here. Doctor,
I apologize, Lori. We'll get this over with quickly. I love Lori.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what Becky says. I bet she has something.
No, Lori's like a smart chick. Like, I like her.
Oh, no, of course. Why do you think I would want her on my show? Come on, give me a break.
Well, sometimes you have some crazy fucking people on here. But
no, I have crazy callers. I don't have crazy guests.
Yeah, you do. You had IS Candy as a guest, didn't you?
No.
I'm not fucking crazy. What the hell are you talking
about?
I've
never had him. I might have had him as, like, a co-host or something. Oh,
yeah.
I had him on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, this is offline chatter. Just get to your point with IS Candy.
I didn't really have a point besides wanting to make tinfoil hats.
Okay, well, we can do this in craft class if
okay,
you
craft
want.
Class. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay, so are you done with your business with I Ask Andy?
I suppose.
Great.
Okay.
Moving
on. But can I stay?
Moving on. Thank you. Okay. We got more calls to squeeze in here. I want to get everybody on. I also want to get to a break and play this this clip of Lori on the street, on Wall Street, right around the time of the troubled asset relief program. Can you believe that? It was not used for any troubled assets whatsoever. It was meant to be given to the banks because there's like something like $8 quadrillion dollars worth of derivatives floating out there, all these bad securitized loans, and God knows, like the people that concocted these financial instruments don't even know how to unravel them. So the idea was to give all the banks all the money to cover the losses on all that shit, but they didn't. They just left that shit where it is, and they recapitalized, and they invested the money, and they fucking totally raped us right in front of our face. And I think this is so badass that Lori was on the ground right around this time, because around this time, this is the heat of the presidential race. All right, it's Barack Obama versus John McCain. Oh, but the economy is going to be destroyed. So John McCain suspends his campaign, and everybody gets together around the round table. George Bush with Obama and McCain and Henry Paulson. And you know, all the other ex Goldman Sachs executives, and they all decide, oh, you know, it's the best interest, blah blah blah, that, you know, we'll save the entire planet, not only the economy, if we just give less than $1 trillion to the banks. I mean, come on, less than $1 trillion? What the fuck's that, dude? That's like a drop in the bucket to Wall Street. So they basically just gave them like an unsubsidized loan, which they get anyways from the Fed. But the point being, when this bill was first being put out there, you could watch C-SPAN and there'd be callers on Washington Journal that would be calling in by the dozens, all both of them. It'd be like, you know how they are. They're so like. Julia from the Democratic line, you're on the air. Hell no, they can't. You know, like people are just like all across the board, Republicans, Democrats, everybody. They're like, don't vote for this bill. Don't bail out the banks. Don't do it. You know, Congress people were on all the talking head shows, and they were like, yeah, I'm getting emails and telephone calls. 10 to 1, 50 to 1, 9,000, over 9,000 to 1. Yeah, that to say no, but I'm gonna vote yes anyway. You know, it's same thing with this whole Syria thing. That's why they didn't even bother with the vote, because they're just like, okay, we're gonna look like idiots again. But same difference. So all this is going on, and our homegirl Lori is on the street in New York, right down there in Lower Manhattan, on Wall Street.
In front of the stock exchange.
I'm sorry, say that again?
It's right in front of the stock exchange.
Oh,
where I'm asking people.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
You can't even go there anymore. That's like closed down all the time now.
Whoa. Those fucking occupiers, it's all their fault. Stinky hippies. All right, here we go. We're gonna check this out, take and come right back.
Hey, Wall Street, what the hell is going on? Let's talk about that today. Hey, government bailout, good idea or bad idea?
I don't know.
Rejection number 2.
Sorry, I'm not gonna.
That's good.
I have no opinion.
You have no opinion? Well, you're wearing a suit. I think you should.
I can't talk. I'm sorry.
No?
No.
You're not allowed?
I'm not allowed to comment.
No one will answer. Bad idea or good idea? Asking Wall Streeters what the bailout situation is. Is the bailout a good idea?
What?
I know nothing. Martini, please. Everyone's just bummed. They're all losing their jobs and houses, and they're just bummed. Excuse me, are we headed for bread lines or what?
No.
No, we're not?
No.
We're all going to be okay?
We'll be fine.
Hey, I work physically near Wall Street.
So have you seen any jumpers?
No, not at all.
Not yet. Excuse me, is the government bailout a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's a great idea. They have to do it.
Why?
Because otherwise there's no liquidity at the banks, and basically the transmission of the economy is going to slow down.
Do you think it should be the taxpayers' problem, though?
Not really, but it's too late now. There should have been more regulation.
So why the hell did you screw it up?
I didn't screw it up. I'm a lawyer. I'm trying to fix it.
Would you personally invest in a company about to go bankrupt?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I think it's a very good idea, yeah.
Why?
Because something has to be done. If it isn't done, it's going to get a lot worse.
I think it's, yeah, that's the only way.
The only way?
Yeah.
It's a necessary evil, put it that way.
The government actually might make a profit at the end of it if things go their way.
So how much profit am I going to see as a taxpayer?
Well, for a couple of years, you might suffer.
Are you going to suffer?
Me personally, like, yeah, very much so.
Have you cashed in any stocks, or are they basically, you know, fuel for fire?
Haven't got any stocks.
No?
No. Is that a lot of money in the last crash?
Why do you always be so greedy, you people in the suits, and mess with our taxpaying dollar?
There was a lot of moving parts, a lot of mistakes were made by a lot of people. You can't pin it on one person.
Not you. You didn't make any mistakes.
Not me.
How did trillions of dollars just disappear?
What?
How did trillions of dollars just disappear?
I don't know. They're still there, right? The government's coming up with the money.
They're just printing it. Excuse me, how do trillions of dollars just disappear?
Sorry, can't comment.
Did you take them? Are they in your pocket? Can I have some? I'm broke. I need to eat. I have a baby on the way. I kind of feel like Wall Street dug its own grave. Let it dig itself out.
Right, but we could also...
go to church and pray. The government bailout.
Can't say unless you see the results. Before the results, everything looks good.
This is a betting business.
Yeah.
You can't have that attitude down here. You gotta be willing to take your risks or get out.
It's good for people who are homeowners that are about to lose their houses, but for people who are looking for a house and about to go get a mortgage, it's not so good. So it depends what side you're sitting on.
What about people like me who aren't interested in houses at all?
Well, you gotta tell me. How do you feel about it?
I'm mad. I should invest.
Yeah.
Well, apparently I'm going to. 40% of my salary right now.
Why is that?
That's what, you know, I pay in income tax.
You're funny.
Thanks.
All good.
At least I have my humor. Excuse me, do you have my money?
Do I have your money?
Yeah, the 40% of my income that all the taxes
are. I don't have your money. I wish I did. I'd take you to dinner if I did.
Do you know what everyone will be doing with 40% of my income? No? Hey, Wall Street! Can I please have my 40% of my income back?
For the killers, give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers, double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for criminals, but all of y'all should listen at me. Now, if you ever catch me snitching, just haul off and slap me. They on the other team, let's rumble, it's my thoughts exactly. They work for gangsters and they whack for Hampton, do this pattern. Hey, Playboy, pop them with a pistol and get executed. Hey, mama, murder them with missiles and you get saluted. Go ahead and get them for a grand to see and they computed. But bankers, they in the Bahamas off a billion looters. For them killers, give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers, double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for criminals, but they the ones who wrote the laws. They ain't on TV getting arrested all up in their drawers. They stick their hands in politicians, make them move their jaws. And they be starving folks for bread until they breath pause. Hey, take a memo, money, penny, say the deed is done. And you could be CDC and say our leader's gone. But first we pack the photograph of the opponent's son. Adjust the image, cause it's hard to see the gag done. Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for gangsters while I sprinted to your backyard. Not for them coppers and criminals, they just act hard. Tony Montana had a stylist and a sad card. When he reloaded, slaves forgot that they had back cards. Hey, Mr. De Niro, what kind of gun is that? Can you look more like a menace than you now running back? Hey, sister, so what's for say she got all the money stacks? Long as his Liz never looked at the real maniac. Clap for them killers. Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters. And can you clap for the killers? Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yarraimi!
Mentre la multinazionale Thompson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in balcone.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, yeah. Well into hour number two of the broadcast. Totally stoked on this show so far. And I hope you are as well. I had to do a little chat room maintenance while we were away there. Apparently some individuals in the chat room think it's funny to scroll nonsense over and over and over again. And as you know, that is a violation of one of the many, many rules I don't really have that many rules, to be honest. My guest tonight is Lori, a.k.a. The Resident on Twitter.
Hi.
Full disclosure here. I am an avowed fascist. I run my chat room essentially as if I were a benevolent dictator.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just let the minions do their thing as long as they're not exposing people's personal information, as long as they're not scrolling like you saw, you know, I'm good. We're cool.
Mm-hmm.
As far as on-air etiquette goes, four-letter words are fair game. You can cuss all you want.
Good.
You can also say any three-letter agency you want.
So this is where I say fuck NSA?
Absolutely. And you just did. Now, there's a few words you cannot say.
Is fuck one of them?
No, oh God, no.
Okay.
One is the L word. And by that L word, I mean the word literally.
Mm. That's a pet peeve of yours?
Oh, my God. You don't even know.
See, I feel like everyone has co-opted that one as their pet peeve. I've seen it on, like, a hipster tee. So now I just feel like there's no reason over it.
So it's cool to not like it now? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Your pet peeve has already been co-opted by the cool people. So, you know.
Fuck.
You should let it go. You should literally let it go.
Oh. I think that's not only is that use of the word literally, but I think that's technically misuse of the word literally.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, unless you're holding on to it. Unless you made like
2 minutes. That's going to be 2 minutes, Lori. 2 minutes, Lori, for using the L word. I mean, come on, Lori. I was right in the middle of explaining to you the rules, and you just decided to break them right off the bat. I didn't get finished with the rules. Jeez. Okay, I got people scrolling again. Actions, you're going back on timeout. Who else? Cog? Anybody else while I'm here? Going once, going twice. Who else wants some? No, seriously, try me, people. Who has booger? You want some. There you go. 2 minutes, who has burger? Anyone else? Quickly, I got a broadcast to do here, okay? Oh, my God, Joey Barcelona, that's rude. Lori is a respectable guest of mine, and I find that to be rude, a rude comment to her. In fact, I'm going to give Joey time out. 2 minutes, Joey, for insulting for offending my guest. Oh, so jeez. You would have to put up with every night. Even when I want to do a legit show, I even get my own guests violating my rules. Okay, really quick. The rest of my rules are you can't say at the end of the day. That is a banned phrase. Because it makes no sense. You know, at the end of the day, we're all equal. No dick face. When you wake up in the morning, you're just as equal as you are when you're eating lunch and as you are at the end of the motherfucking day. So take your trite saying and shove it up your cornhole. Okay. Oh, yeah, we don't do shout-outs on this show. I'm trying to come up with a better phrase. Shout-outs. Oh, by the way, that's Laura, you're off in 2 minutes. You're back. Sorry about that. I hate to do that to guests, but, you know, the rules are the rules.
Right. I didn't mind your second rule there. I that one I agree with. Well, I mean, I agree with both of them. I'm just saying, you know. I've now heard of other people fed up with it to the point where I'm fed up with them being fed up with it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a wicked web.
I want to know what Joey Barcelona meant. What is that, his toe? There's only three asterisks in what in the rude thing that he wrote.
It's either fucking or shitting or I don't know.
Three asterisks. What the hell is that?
It's a good one.
Oh, what is it? Ear?
I don't know. There's actually some really odd words, like clinical words that you cannot, like, I cannot type into the description of my show by VTR.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to, if I decided I wanted to do a show on breast cancer awareness, I could not write the words breasts in my show description.
Interesting.
Because I used to do a show on Tuesdays called Big Titty Tuesdays.
Uh-huh.
And in my description, oh, and they had no problem with me calling the show Big Titty Tuesdays.
Right.
And doing a slideshow of just women with enormous breasts. No problem with that. But if in my description I say, hey, folks, it's Big Titty Tuesday, that time of the week where we celebrate large breasts, you know, I'd submit that and I'd get a rejection from BTR saying, I'm sorry, sir, you've submitted a word that is not appropriate, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, what word? The first time it happened, I was changing I took every single word out I could think of. And it still rejected. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I've got every possible. I'm like, there's no way breasts. Like, there's got to be health shows on this channel. There's no way breasts could be it. So I eliminated breasts. Sure enough, that was the word.
Right.
Horrible.
Yeah. It's random.
So I have to spell it like B E W B S, stuff like that.
Right. Mm hmm. the wacky internet.
It's whatever. So I got the resident with me. I've been having a great time talking about water and bacon and tarp and the dickheads on Wall Street. You're an NYC person. What's your take on the mayor's race, or do you give a shit really?
It's Bill de Blasio is going to win.
The Democrat.
Yeah, the Democrat's going to win. It's New York. The Democrat with the black wife.
What do you mean it's New York?
Kids.
The last two mayors were Republican.
Yeah, it's been like. Bloomberg forever. He's not. Technically, he's not a Republican. He's an independent.
Oh no! Technically, he's a fucking globalist. Okay, sorry for me going off the reservation, Alex Jones style, but he's a chameleon. He don't give a fuck. You know, he started off Democrat. Then when it was chic to be Republican, and he was trying to replace Giuliani, suddenly he's Republican, and he's all Mr. Patriotic. And then Bush leaves office, you know, and the war becomes unpopular. Suddenly he's independent. And now I think he's full-on Democrat, maybe. I don't even know. But whatever, dude. That guy is a chameleon. He's a shyster. I will give him props for creating an incredible business media empire. I love Bloomberg Television. I'm addicted to the only TV I watch really is C-SPAN, CNBC, and Bloomberg TV. Those are that's all I watch.
Uh-huh.
And they do great programming. But his nanny state bullshit, you know, with the salt and the 16-ounce sodas, it's over the top.
It's amazing. It's really amazing. I mean, I think it's hysterical. I think it's hilarious that the mayor of New York City tried to ban a size of soda. I mean, it's hilarious. It's absolutely ludicrous. It's ludicrous, you know. I mean, it's so ludicrous that I don't even think that he really intended it. I feel like he used it as a way to raise awareness for a pet issue of his, because he has his pet issues. He has obesity. He has smoking. He hates smoking. You know, he's got his little pet peeves. You know, it's been a lot of years of him, and it's that at the end of the day, New York City's books are balanced. We got
Wait a second. Wait. What'd you just say?
Well, I said our books are balanced, but you know, that's not it. But when you look at all the businesses that are in the city and the fact that there's a lot of, I'm not saying that I like any of this. I'm saying there's a lot of fucking money in New York right now, and there's not a lot of crime. There's a lot of parks. It's a very pleasant city, and that is what he wanted it to be, and that is what it has become, and that's, you know, that's his legacy. They're all full of shit, you know? I feel like Bill de Blasio is going to get in, absolutely. You know, I think you were the one that when we were talking about Wiener, I was like, there's no fucking way Wiener is going to get in. Like, it's, you know, it just, to me it seems obvious. I could be completely wrong, but I feel like de Blasio is going to be in, and he's going to do his thing. I feel like he's probably going to be, you know, just a nice lap dog for someone else, and he's going to do his thing. But, you know, they're all full of shit. They're all shysters. There's all this money in politics right now, and everything because of that, everything's fucked up, and it's all just incredible bullshit. Doesn't matter who gets in. Some asshole. Let us have Wiener so we can have dick jokes for 3 years. It'll be hilarious. Like, who gives a shit? They're all terrible.
Wiener will resurface again. He's not going to go away.
He'll get a job in the media is what he'll do.
Yeah, that's what he should do. He's being stubborn. He's trying to stay in politics because that's what he's done his entire life. But, yeah, you're right. He should do a show. They should do Wiener Spitzer. You know what I mean? That would be hilarious, dude.
Dude, you got ANCAP Dalek caught me, man. You got to mute me for 2 minutes. I totally said it at the end of the day.
I know you did. Actually, I caught you too. I said, what'd you say?
That's so funny.
I do selectively enforce at times just because I don't, you know, want to disrupt the flow of conversation sometimes.
Right.
But now that you're done with your statement, I'm going to go ahead and give you 2 minutes there, Lori.
I need it.
For using the term at the end of the day. That's 2 minutes for using the term at the end of the day. All right. It's, in her absence, let's take calls. Hammy D. Wilkins, you're on the air. Who's that? What's going on?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hey, I want to say that at the end of the day, I don't really like Lori.
Okay, that's 2 minutes for you. And you hung up. So I guess forget it. No 2 minutes. Oh, boy. You people are really making this hard, all right? And I'm not talking about something in my underpants. 347-826-7667 is the number of Vince of the Bay. And I am happy that folks are tuned in. And let's see, who do we have in the chat room? Let's do a quick chat room roll call here. We've got One Notice, Actions, ANCAP Dalek, Anticrisis 73, City of Flint, a bunch of guest listeners, Hammurabi's Code, Homer Bouvier, G. Geronimo, Joe Barcelona, legendary asshole, Lori got porked. That's mean. Knickknack, Samantha Kelsey, shit wizard, sick girl, technological Viking, the resident, who has boger, vert, yo, lol, zinc, and last but not least, Zoria. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into the broadcast. We've got a little bit over a half hour to go with Lori here. She's been a real trooper. I've had a lot of fun chit-chatting, and I hope you'll check out her videos. Just follow her on Twitter. She tweets out her videos. Geez, it seems like almost daily or every other day. How often do you usually produce these pieces?
That guy say I'm muted and unmuted. It's very funny. Every day. I make them every day. It airs on my daily videos air on RT America every day, and then they get posted. And then I make bonus weird videos for my YouTube channel.
Oh, cool. I'll definitely check that out. And usually your pieces end with, hey, tweet me on Twitter and talk shit to me about what I just said.
Yeah. I like it when people talk shit to me, but like intelligently.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. What, civil discussion.
Yeah. There's nothing better than debate, you know? Like,
I love it.
That's why the whole thing about you know, the whole left right bullshit thing, you know? It's like it just feeds into the there being no debate, you know? Like, just fucking listen to other viewpoints and like, you know, that's how you grow, right?
Preaching to the choir, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, my favorite building in the entire universe is in Brooklyn, and I'm sure you know it. You can probably tell me more about it than I know it. But I used to live like, oh man, about 2-3 blocks away from it. I used to live off of DeKalb, and there's this. Okay, first of all, let me ask you this: have you ever seen Dave Chappelle's Block Party?
I think so. Yeah, I must have at some point.
Okay, that was shot in Brooklyn. Do you happen to remember at all during the documentary Dave Chappelle goes on a tour of this really creepy, weird, weirdly constructed house?
No.
Oh,
was
man.
It your house?
No, it wasn't my house. I wish it was my house. except I wouldn't live with the people that currently occupy it. That's for damn sure. They're fucking creepazoids. But I would, hey, you know what? Netflix, so you live in Brooklyn. Do you like hip hop?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, totally Netflix, Dave Chappelle's Block Party. Watch that. It's a great like documentary concert film to begin with. A lot of like legendary acts are in there. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw it.
But it's not shot in this street that's in the neighborhood. It's like right around the corner from where Biggie like went to school or some shit. Mm-hmm. And so part of it is a tribute to him, sort of. But it's just a concert film. And at one point, he goes into this house that's sort of the backdrop of this concert, the street party concert that they put on. And it's on the street. I forget the street's name. Oh, you know what? I'll look it up online and find pictures of it and geolocate it for you. You've probably seen it. I wouldn't be surprised. It's got all this, like, it looks like something out of, you know the movie Brazil?
Yeah, another one I haven't seen in, like, a billion years.
Yeah, if it reminds me of something out of that. It's just this really quirky architecture. It's got all these weird angles and triangular windows and stuff, and it's just really, really weird looking on the outside. On the inside, it's hollow and a piece of shit, but outside, it's fascinating to look at. And I just wasted whatever 10 minutes talking about that, but I don't give a fuck. We got a half hour left to go. I'm with the resident. We'll take your calls for Lori, aka the resident. Let's see, who's this caller? You've been on hold. Who's this? Hello.
The fucking letter of the night. Caller in the 415.
I am Robert Boner. That's My Little Pony.
That was the worst soundboard I've heard in a long time.
I like Sick Girl's comment about Tom Green. Swedish. It's good shit. Tom Green is good shit. He's still funny, I think.
I can take him in doses. I don't know. He's a little too over the top for me.
That's my speed.
Yeah, you know, I like
weird and horrible, man. I love it. Give me weird and horrible shit. I love it.
I like people more like, I don't know, Stephen Wright or Zach Galifianakis.
You like that beard?
I don't like
that
his beard. I don't
guy
like
has
his
a
I don't,
beard.
Yeah, you know, that's right. You're anti-beard. I forgot. I
he's
forgive
like the
him
king
for his beard.
He's like the king beard.
He is sort of the
he's
poster
the one that
child.
Fucking started it. Every
yeah.
guy wants to look like him now. And
it's
they don't even
true.
Want to look like him. They want to look like a character that he played in a movie where he was, you know, semi-mental. That's what they want to look like. That's what they aspire to look like. I want to look like that mental guy that Zach
yeah.
Galifianakis played once.
But
like
have
on,
you
on
seen,
that basis alone, I can't.
But
you
got to admit, he's funny. Come on, he's
no,
funny.
No, I don't have. I do not have to admit
oh,
that. I've met him.
You've met him.
He's fine. He's fine. It just doesn't do it for me.
Just doesn't do it for you. Okay, fine.
Yeah,
no worries.
Fine.
No worries. Got it. It's okay. Oh geez, we have more callers. Let's go to Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code, welcome to the show. You're on with Lori, aka the Resident.
What does she do?
What do I do? Tuning in,
did you just tune in, dude?
Yeah, I was busy graphing shit, and then I talked shit to Homer for a little bit.
Oh, okay, yeah. No problem. I'll give you the radio reset. My guest tonight is Lori, a.k.a. The Resident. If you go on Twitter, she goes by The Resident, all one word. She produces segments for RT America, and they're usually like, I don't know what you would classify as like, I don't know, consumer. Almost, she's almost like a consumer reporter or social, whatever commentator. What?
I don't know. You were stumbling. I figured I'd help you. I have no idea.
I'm distracted because I'm getting bombarded by DMs. I'm kind of multitasking.
Try not
stuff.
To read everybody's DMs. What you need to talk to BTR about setting up an API. Craft that shit. That'll make
it
a lot
never,
easier.
It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. Okay,
set up
okay,
keywords.
Forget it. So Hammurabi's Code. We've got Lori. She does news segments for RT. And she's on tonight. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. We've been playing clips of her program. She recently did a segment about the drinking water campaign that Michelle Obama was pushing. She actually is on my side as far as baking goes on the internet. We played a segment of hers that she did on bacon where she believes it should be eradicated from the internet as a meme. We also talked, she did a man on the, we played a clip from her man on the street interview with Wall Street types right around the time of the TARP vote. And we're probably going to talk about recycling, China, green fence, We talked about the mayor earlier. And hopefully sneak in a song before we're done. Believe it or not, as amazing and as talented as Lori is, she also does music. And
I believe it.
Yeah, so she sent me a couple of tracks, and I'm going to play one before the end of the
show.
Does
she also do meth?
No, I'm not sure.
Only on a good night, if you know what I mean.
I'm looking at your Twitter picture, profile, whatever. You, like, seem real zeroed in on flipping me off. I can't even look away. It's like a tractor beam into your eyes.
No, man, it's not you. I'm not flicking off you. It's not you.
How the fuck are you flipping me off?
I'm not, man.
I didn't
it's not
do anything
you.
To you.
I'm not flipping you off. It's not you.
I'm sorry, I can't look away. It's like we're in this fucking staring contest, and I cannot lose. I'm gonna win.
I don't know what to say to that.
Well, we'll see who blinks first.
Are you calling Zach Galifianakis my competition? Is that what you were implying on the chat here? You wrote,
no, I just pretty much spout out retarded shit. Have you met my friend Nigger Christ?
I don't know.
You don't.
Oh,
wanna...
you would know.
No, you would know if you knew him, and you don't want to know him. Trust me.
You don't want to know him. You definitely want to know.
Like I said, I've been a girl on YouTube for, you know, since YouTube was around. So, like, I have a pretty thick skin.
All right. Well, really, I'm sure he's fine. Nigger Christ would be fine with you.
That makes me feel good. That,
damn it.
I'll
just lost
tonight.
The staring contest.
Well, that's unfortunate.
That's
well played,
too bad.
Resident.
Who were you in a staring contest with?
My avatar.
Abby?
Oh, the avatar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's too bad. Sorry, Hammy.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming out, Hammy. 347-826-7667 is the number. We're now going to go to Robert the Hambone. Robert the Hambone, you're on with Lori.
Let's go to the phone lines before we read a fucking letter of the night. Caller.
What's up with the Goofy Bone soundboards? Seriously, get a life. The ghost soundboards are better. God. All right, I think we have a legitimate caller here that has a question for you, Lori. Let's go to ANCAP Dalek. Go ahead. You're on with the resident.
Hi, Lori.
Hello.
You know, I'm a really big fan of yours. I just wanted to ask. There's these, like, real-life vigilantes, like, from, like, these are actually real-life vigilantes, like from Kick-Ass and stuff. I mean, what's your opinion on it? Here, I'll post a link on... this. There it is. I mean, these people actually...
Wait a second, dude. Did you say, like, on K-Pax? Like, the movie with that dude from Usual Suspects?
But, no. Okay. So these guys are kind of
Kevin
like
Spacey. Cast. Kevin Spacey. Is that what you're talking about? That movie with Kevin Spacey?
No, it was with Nicolas Cage and shit. It's actually real life vigilantes that go out and fight crime and shit like that.
I don't know. So what's the deal? They go around and do what?
What about it, bro?
Fight crime and shit. I mean, this is kind of weird and stuff. So I just wanted to know about your opinion, or even if you knew anything about it.
No, I don't know anything about it. They go around and with masks on.
Put some mask on and fucking fight crime, and that's it.
Well, it's good to fight crime.
yeah.
That's
like
my opinion. I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea because I've never heard of him or anything. But I see the link. I'll definitely watch it after for sure. And thanks for the kind words.
Right on. Moving along, folks. Wow, we are getting dangerously close to being done with this little shindig. Once again, I want to thank my guest for the evening, Lori, a.k.a. The Resident. And
thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. We have been playing, sporadically playing clips from your segments that you do for RTE that get posted on your YouTube. And I wanted to play one more here. This one is pertaining to a recycling program. Apparently, a lot of the recycling that's going on is not even being used to actually recycle for products in the United States. They actually are shipped to China or put in landfills or both or something like that. Am I right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, well, so the U.S. has been exporting its recyclables to China largely for a long time because they actually have set up the infrastructure to turn that recycling into something usable, largely kind of like electronics parts and those kinds of little plasticky things. And we in the U.S. have not really set that infrastructure up to recycle our own recyclables. And as a result, China has these like heaps of garbage around because they have just taken en masse what we send over there. And a lot of the times it's not sorted. It's not washed. It's of different kinds. It's you know, unusable for their recycling purposes. And so they have implemented something called Operation Green Fence, which basically is them saying, we're not going to take your trash anymore unless it's sorted properly and clean and it's of this particular kind that we can use. So they've nixed all of our unsorted, unwashed recyclables, as well as just a lot of plastics in general, like number 3 through 7 or something like that. I don't remember offhand, but so they're not taking a lot of our stuff anymore, and it's now going into our landfills here.
Whoa.
Sucks.
Heady stuff, bro. Well, we're going to get a sort of a reiteration of that spiel there by the resident in this clip from her segment about that subject. Here, check it out.
While you've been dutifully separating your recycling from your trash, the U.S. has been exporting your recyclables as scrap, largely to China. We don't turn your old yogurt cups into new ones. China has been turning them into things like electronics parts. So the U.S. has been exporting millions of tons of scrap to them every year for billions of dollars. But this year, that's changed. China has implemented something called Operation Green Fence, which bans the import of most garbage. It was supposed to end in November of 2013, but Chinese industry sources now say that Green Fence is here to stay. China did this to help curb the growing giant mountains of trash they have. Some heaps are as big as 8 stories high. As a result of Green Fence, they've stopped importing everything but the cleanest, properly sorted, recyclable scrap. They've stopped taking plastics with recycling codes 3 through 7 altogether. So if you see one of these signs on that piece of plastic garbage that you just carefully cleaned and put into your recycling bin, chances are it's heading straight into a landfill. Because unlike China, we haven't developed the industry to turn much of our recycling into anything usable at all. And until we do, much of your recyclables will continue to end up in landfills. Because God forbid we should consider not making tiny plastic cups for individual servings of yogurt. God forbid we should consider alternative packaging solutions, like the one a company called Ecovative Design developed. They're taking local farm waste and mixing it with tissues from mushrooms and actually growing replacements for plastic foams used in packaging. Imagine that! Natural packaging! Natural, fast decomposition. But that's not what big corporations are focusing on. So when it comes to our recycling ending up in landfills, Let's not blame the Chinese for no longer taking our garbage. Let's blame a system that packages and sells us what's really at fault. Rampant, irresponsible consumerism.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
All right, we're back with my guest tonight. The resident, and we got our last segment here, and I'm joined by several callers who we're going to get to. One who I don't think has been on yet is, I believe, Homer. Homer, you're on with the resident.
Hello.
Hello, Homer.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. You have some hideous background noise, as per usual. What's up?
Oh, just nothing. Just watching a little Doctor Who.
Okay. That's a little bit of a mix-up. It looks like you're shaking things up. You normally call in or watching Jay Leno.
Yeah, Jay Leno's not on today, so I'm just watching a little Doctor Who right now.
Okay. Did you have a question for my guest, Lori?
Not really. I just wanted to just call in and say hello. We have another casualty in the whole ninja deal. We had a little troll that caused Ponytoes to skip his show last night, unfortunately.
Oh, no. This is terrible news.
I know. He was crying himself, too. I mean, like, he was really
That's
crying
terrible.
Over the air.
I'll have to get in touch with him and send him a card or a fruit basket or something.
Yeah. We got the troll in trouble, though. Apparently, his mom took his phone away from him now, so
that
is good
That's
now.
That's terrible. Okay, well, then it's a moot point. Sweet. Thanks for checking in, Homer. Let's go to Nigger Christ. Nigger Christ, you're on the air with the resident.
Hey, Los Gucci, how it be up in here?
It's
what?
Great. It's great, bro. That's Nigger Christ. He says, what's Gucci? That means what's going on, what's good.
Right.
Yeah. I got a question for the resident.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, girl, you got a fat pussy?
Say that again. You cut off. What'd you say?
Hey, girl, do you have a fat pussy?
I think I'm talking to one right now.
Hey, bitch, you want to get fucked up in there? Don't make come up outside your door, smack you on the ground, girl. Bring that Stubbleville shit
right,
back around,
on,
baby.
You
know what I mean?
Let me give poor Larry. Let me give you the backstory on this guy, right? Okay. This guy's been a troll on the internet for a long time. He's trolled on BTR for ages. I first encountered him when he used to troll a different Blog Talk Radio host. He has since joined forces with several different notorious internet troll crews, and a lot of them like to hang out on my show and prank call me. And he does this wigger routine where he pretends to be this guy called Nigger Christ, and you know, he's had like, I don't know, 50 accounts on Twitter that have all been suspended. He won't stop calling my show and offending me and offending my listeners and my callers. I just don't get it. He's obviously got some issues he's trying to work out. He puts a lot of time and effort into pretending he's a black rapper. It's really
Have you met him?
No, I have not. Thank
maybe
God.
He is one. But just a very untalented one, but maybe he is one.
He is what, a wigger or a real black person?
A real black person.
Nigger Christ, are you a real black person?
Yeah, I'm a real nigger.
Dude, your internet connection sucks ass, bro. I can't hear what you're saying. Say it again.
I sucked your mama's ass. I'm a real ass nigga.
All right, that's all I need to hear. Okay, folks, we got less than 10 minutes to go. We got to wrap this thing up. If anybody wants to sneak in a call real quick, now's the time to do it. 347-826-7667 is the number. I apologize for the dead air there. I was attending the facilities, if you will, and I apologize, but things are worked out, and we're back, and hopefully we can get in a few more callers. There are folks on hold. I don't know. Some people aren't familiar with BTR. Maybe it's your first time calling in. The way it works is you call in, and if you want to speak on the air, if you want to go on air, you press the number 1 on your keypad. If you press the number 1 on your keypad, that will alert me that you want to be put live on the air. If not, you're more than welcome to listen just on the phone. But I just want to make people, some people don't know that, because I get people that complain that they call in, they're on hold for a half hour, and I never pick them up. It's because you don't have your hand up. That's what they call it, like putting your hand up. If you press number 1, that puts your hand, virtually puts your hand up and alerts me you want to talk. But if not, go ahead, lurk. It's all good. Okay, with that said, let's go around the horn here and get everybody's final thoughts before we sign off here. I'm going to start off with, let's start off final thoughts with, I think we still have Becky from Indiana.
Hey.
Hey, Becky. What? Any final thoughts?
Yeah. Nigger Christ should be on more. And I want to be the Robin to your Howard Stern.
Oh, my
Sounds
God.
Good.
Can
Sounds
you find
good.
Can you find some way? Okay, I got to mute Nick Nack in the chat room. What a dick. Oh, cool. Yeah, we'll negotiate. My people will talk to your people. We'll work it out. Appreciate the call tonight. Next up is I Has Candy. I Has Candy, your final thoughts tonight.
My final thoughts is that your guest should follow me on Twitter so we can discuss the evil RT agenda. I am following you. Follow me. That is it.
Thank God. By the way, Lori, whatever you do, do not follow that guy. You'll never get rid of him. Trust me. I was nice to him. I can't get rid of him now. But you're a big girl. You've been around the internet. You know what's up. Whatever. It is what it is. Let's take more final thoughts here. Hammurabi's code. Hammurabi's code. Final thoughts.
Number one, I don't know that I like your format right now, Vince. I think you could work it over. I think you and Lori should discuss that. Number two, I don't know why the fuck Lori wouldn't follow I Has Candy. I mean, he's a totally sane human being. I don't know if you've had any meaningful, worthwhile discussions with him yet, but I assure you he'll blow your fucking mind. Number three, Nigger Christ. I was really hoping for him to have a sword fight with Lori. That didn't work out. Number four, you got a lot of fucking pictures of yourself on the internet, and you are very big-eyed in a lot of them. I don't really mind that, but I find myself losing staring contest after staring contest. I don't like to fucking lose. So at some point, you're going to have to get in tiny chat. Oh, legit fucking staring contest with you. Shit's going to go down.
Whatever you do, Lori, do not go into a tiny chat, especially with that
what
guy.
What the fuck is wrong with a tiny chat?
Everything. Thanks for calling him, Robbie. Appreciate it, as always. Homer, your final thoughts?
None at the moment. I'm going to be trolling Debbie Daly's show, though. We're going to be getting my sound bites ready for her.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, you heard it here. So when is she on? Is she on now?
Yeah, she's on right now.
Okay. Okay, well, maybe I'll check that out.
Yeah, we'll rate her up and stuff.
Okay, so maybe the other trolls that are, still interested in trolling after trolling me want to follow Homer over to Debbie Daly's show. She loves trolls. She... Yeah, she loves it. So I would absolutely encourage you to do it. In fact, I might wander over there myself. Who knows? But I appreciate the call, Homer. Thanks, as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, later.
Okay. Let's go to Nigger Christ. Your final thoughts.
I was Gucci. First off, that girl, you better send me that pussy. All right, and last off, Vince, your daddy look like ASAP Rocky, and your mama's pussy tastes like raisin bran. Stay Gucci, everybody.
All right. Appreciate the call, as always, Nigger Christ. Let's go now to Hammy D. Wilkins. Hammy D. Wilkins, your final thoughts.
Hey, Vince. I was just doing some thinking, and, I came to the conclusion that at the end of the day, I still don't like Lori.
It's all right. I can live with that. You're not alone in that.
Okay. Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. moving on. We final thoughts now from our good friend who got in at the buzzer, Technological Viking. Tech Viking, your final thoughts.
All right. Lori, great points. But lay off the beards. Beards have been around longer than you have. Historically, they've kept men alive. Don't try to emasculate us.
I know, but man, you know, you look through the pictures, you look through the ages, you know, and you look at like old timey photos of beard, like there's people with beards back then, and then people without beards, you know, and then like the periods where people have beards, they look funny, you know. We're gonna go down in history as a funny looking time.
Surviving the cold is not funny. I don't know where you get your sense of humor, but I mean, this is
all right. If you're an Alaskan lager, then you know go for the bearded look.
Well,
I think everybody should go for the bearded look.
Yeah, well, that's because you're a Viking.
Right, I forgot. Right. That's right.
Yeah. All right. Okay, last but not least, Lori, your final thoughts tonight.
I'm fucking tired, man. Midnight over here. I got to get up early and work.
Oh,
but thanks for having me on. And feel, anyone can feel free to, you know, not like any of my videos and have a different point. Just, you know, I love it when people have different opinions and they say it well. So bring it.
Right on. Consider it brought or brung. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Lori, for being a great guest tonight. And I will talk to you all next time. Actually, tomorrow night, I have another guest, another great guest, Stanley Cohen. He is an attorney, and he's represented clients such as Hamas and various anonymous clients. He's known for being Mercedes representation in the PayPal 14 dealio. That should be a good show. That'll be tomorrow night, Vlog Talk Radio. That show is going to be at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. And it should be fun. Stanley is an interesting character, and I look forward to chatting with him. And thank you, everybody, for calling. And until next time, peace out, yo. Oh, shit, my bad. You know what? I forgot. I was supposed to play the Residence track. That's what I meant to do. Fuck, my bad. Let's play that instead. She's gone, but so what? Where is it? Dude, my guest, once again, tonight, my guest, Lori, the Resident, she has a band, or she does music, and I have one of her songs here. It's cool. It's cute. It's catchy. It's fun. It's magical. Enjoy it. This is Ice Cream Time.
thank you very nice.